Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Javier moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Cunningham moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is walked intentionally. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Cunningham scores. Boyer scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. John Glenn pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. John Glenn now playing left field. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Perky covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0-for-1 in the game. Braulio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Braulio reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Braulio moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. Braulio scores. Javier moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynch strikes out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Lynch moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood bunts towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Glenn scores. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Braulio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sawatzky moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Newcomb reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Cardinals. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Martin applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-2 in the game. Flood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Glenn. Martin reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Frank House pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Joe Nuxhall pinch runs for Frank House. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Casco bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuxhall moves to second. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Nuxhall scores. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 3 in the game. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Jackson pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dutch Dotterer now catching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimm covering, for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Austin pinch runs for Willie Jones. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Casco is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.